Okay, welcome everyone. Today is December 8th, 2011, and my name is Steve Ray. And together with Peter Yim, we are co-chairing today's session, which is the pre-launch community input and planning session for the Ontology Summit of 2012. So this is the session where we are soliciting everyone to provide all the good ideas, and we want to essentially, the goal is to zero in on what will be the theme for the 2012 Ontology Summit. As we go through these slides, you'll see there are two candidate themes we are putting before you. But we want to do a little brainstorming on how this could happen, and then most importantly, solicit people to step forward to help us organize the summit in terms of track chairs and different leadership roles, basically. So this is your chance to be heard. Let's see, that on slide one here, that's pretty much what I covered. If you go to the next slide, Peter, slide two. Just for brief background, most of you probably know that this is now the seventh year we are organizing an Ontology Summit, and I refer you to the Ontolog Wiki for pointers back to the previous six themes. We have a growing list of essentially co-organizers or key organizations who have helped us make this possible over the years. And again, the way the Ontology Summit works is it's a roughly three-month discourse online, punctuated by Thursday, virtual session, which is, you know, synchronous, teleconference with shared screen, much as we're doing now, plus lots of email discussions and sometimes splitting off into sub-email lists. And then finally, at the end of this, the summit, we have the Ontology Summit Symposium, which is the face-to-face meeting, a two-day meeting, which has been held each year at NIST in Gaithersburg, Maryland, where, again, the design is that that is, unlike a typical conference where you're getting a lot of just information input, we've had all that during the 3 months, and this is a chance now to sort of wrap things up, and we have then ended that up with a issuance of a communique, which is essentially a message from the ontology community to the public at large, summarizing our position on the topic of the theme of that year. So you can see how these themes tie in. Next slide, number three, Peter. So here's the rough calendar then. We're doing the brainstorming input today. We plan to launch on the 12th of January, so sufficient time to get away from too much of the holiday interruptions. Again, it'll be the traditional Thursday time that we are on right now. Then we have the 3 months, and then probably I'm suspecting in April, although we haven't quite nailed down the date, we'll have a two-day symposium at NIST for the face-to-face meeting and the communique finishing up. Slide number four, Peter, please. So as listed on slide two, there are now six principal organizing sponsors, quote-unquote, and you can see them listed there. I won't spell out all the acronyms for you, but let me know if anyone wants those spelled out. We can do it on the chat. We are changing a little bit of the process for essentially ongoing health and vitality of the summit. Peter and I are co-chairing this session, but we are going to change a little bit of the process of the co-chairs of the summit itself. Actually, over the past 6 years, I guess I've been one of the co-chairs, and we've had a rotating specialist, if you like, expert on the topic of the theme as the other co-chair. We are now aligning ourselves with the International Applied Ontology, that's the IAOA. Is that right, Peter? International Applied Ontology Association, I think.
International Association for Ontology and its applications.
Okay. I knew there are applications in there and ontologies in there. Anyway, so we are turning to the IAOA as an organization that is focused on ontology and its application, obviously, as its name implies, as a stakeholder, if you like, persistent stakeholder to keep this theme, this summit series going, much as it also is now keeping the FOICE, Formal Ontology Information Systems Conference, going. So one of the co-chairs will be designated by them. One of the co-chairs will be designated by the organizing committee. And again, in principle, what we want to make sure is we have good expertise coverage on the theme of the year, each year, as one of the co-chairs at least, and one the other co-chair will also keep things going, of course. This is distinct but complementary to the symposium co-chairs, which is our face-to-face meeting at NIST, and because NIST has been our gracious host for the physical meeting, one of those symposium co-chairs will be designated by NIST, and again, the organizing committee will identify the second co-chair there. We do this co-chair thing. It helps share the load on the organizing efforts. Finally, we have the organizing committee, which we have typically invited people to join. It's both an honor and, of course, work to be on the organizing committee. So people have to consider that carefully. Where we are doing, for example, the champions for the different tracks, typically these symposia or the summits have broken down into a number of tracks, anywhere 4 to 6 tracks. So we need champions for those tracks. We need editorial support, if you like, for both the tracks and for the communique, our final message to the world, and various other volunteers. So that's a very important role, and we hope to have some people nominating themselves today for consideration in those roles. Finally, we have, well, not finally, but next we have this advisory committee, which is people who are essentially supporting in spirit and making themselves available for key advice on various topics, be they technical or strategic, as we move through the 3 months and to the final symposium. And then finally, we have the co-sponsors who can help us either financially or logistically in many ways to pull off the summit and the symposium. But, of course, all of this depends upon input and participation by the community itself, which is the Ontolog community and more, people who are interested in this topic, the idea of using ontology, applying it in realistic ways, looking toward the future of ontology use, education applications, whatever. So we've had a variety of themes over the years. Okay, next slide, number 5. So I've sort of touched on a bit of this, but first and foremost, we want to nail down the theme that we're going to rally around. We want to brainstorm on all kinds of ideas there of, gee, we should really include person such and such in this. Identify people who would be willing to go off and find such people. Identifying all those roles as you see listed on the slide in various guises. So that's really getting ourselves positioned to move forward and get ready for the official launch in January. So slide number 6. I've just done basically the kind of the introduction. I want to also present the two themes, which was just coming up on the next slide. Then we're going to have this open discussion. Any of you are welcome to jump in, record your ideas on the chat, you know, speak up, and I'll try and manage that as best as possible, as well as, of course, we will be calling for volunteers for the full team, and then that'll be today's call. So let me jump into the content then, slide number 7. We've had a lot of suggestions made being collected on the wiki, the Ontolog wiki, which you can click to if you would like. We've pared that down. We've had a number of some of the organizers and all trying to structure it better and see where we think there might be a sweet spot. And what we've arrived at is really these two possible themes and or even combinations thereof. So very briefly, I'm not going to laboriously go through this. I think the titles, although we can jiggle with the titles, but they sort more or less speak for themselves, you know, something to do with how ontology can help the field of systems engineering, providing more rigorous structure, if you like, and definitions. The other theme is something around the idea of how ontology can play a role in the whole big data movement. And, of course, many people interpret some of those words many different ways, but we've listed some of the, if you like, perspectives on that problem down below, whether it's heterogeneity, complexity, federation, etc. So slide number 8 actually shows a variety of possible titles with, of course, emotions and reactions to any of these on various parts. And we can certainly talk on that as well, although I think obviously the substantive discussion should be on what is the theme itself, and then we can fiddle with the title to hopefully capture it as best as possible. At the bottom of this slide, though, you will see that one suggestion was made that we could maybe even broaden it even further and just have complex systems which could perhaps incorporate both of those themes. I think one of the aspects we have to think about here is scope, magnitude, what can we accomplish in 1 year summit. And I think I will say, I'm trying to think of that here on the slide, I don't think, but a discussion was, a suggestion was made. Oh, yeah, it is on the next slide, so I'll hold on. I'll introduce that. Let's go to the next slide. Slide number 9, please. So here we listed some of the possible tracks that were suggested in those contexts, where you see one is big data could be a track into the systems engineering theme. In either one, the second major bullet there shows some possible tracks that really would apply to either of those two themes. And the last one in particular, I want to draw your attention to the grand challenge problems, because we've been toying with the idea of actually issuing a grand challenge, kind of in the spirit of like an X Prize with a prize associated with it. One reason we think, and the parenthetic remark makes this clear, to put together a prize and really pick a challenge that captures people's imagination and has them time to do something about it probably would need to not occur until 2013, so that we would have time to collect prize money from some sponsor and things like that. But if we keep it in mind this year, that might be a theme where the grand challenge itself is identified during this year's summit, which is then essentially made visible to the world and then culminates in the awarding of the winner of that challenge at the following summit. Okay, so slide number 10, getting near the end here. We want to have a quick discussion. Let's try and, we need to just zero in on this theme, basically. And it may end up a majority vote or whatever. We will see how that goes. Open discussion on not only just picking the theme in the beginning, but then on other aspects of the whole thing. So slide number 11 sort of gives you the rundown of what else we need to discuss besides just the theme. Let's see, I'm just trying to think whether I should finish all these slides. I guess I should, yes. And then the volunteering. Whoa, slides are going everywhere here. Yeah, volunteering for the teams. So think about that. We need champions of the tracks, any of a variety of things. And then after we have the volunteers, we want to keep in mind the leadership structure, and this is what the organizing committee is all about. So we will have some form of election for both the champions, track champions. We're not actually going to do a whole populist election, I don't believe, for the co-chairs.
That would be for the organizing committee.
Organizing committee, yes, exactly. So the organizing committee would elect the chairs and the champions, but we do want to get input from everyone on the content, which is the most important thing in all, of course, is what are we going to be discussing and concluding in this year's summit. Just for those who want to be on the organizing committee, and again, that's an iterative process of nomination and invitation, but the first newly formed organizing committee will be meeting 2 days prior to the launch. That will be January 10th, and then we have the launch on Thursday the 12th. Okay, so before we launch into the discussions of the topic, are there any other sort of logistical questions or anything, or shall we just move ahead? And I look forward to people's thoughts or questions, perhaps clarification questions on the two themes, and just raise your hand on the chat board, and I will call on you. However, I'm seeing some people. Let's see. Amanda's already put in a chat there to address how the proposed big data theme relates to the other items on the suggestions page. Well, let's see the other items on the suggestions. You mean the, I suspect you mean the wiki suggestions page, if I'm not mistaken, Amanda. I'm going to have to go to that. I don't have it up. But, of course, anyone else is welcome to weigh in on that. I think it's partly we can, of course, explore that ourselves, how it relates. In other words, what aspect of big data do we want to be tackling? What problem are we addressing in big data in today's summit, in this year's summit? So I think, obviously, we don't want to just, like, have a conversation about it. We want to end up with some sort of recommendation or position that the ontology community can take with respect to the theme, something that can be useful to the larger community, not just like, yeah, we think it's important and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's see. Bo Newman has his hand up, so let's see. You just have to press star, what is it on this session? Star seven will unmute you so that you can be heard. And try that and test your voice. I'll tell you if I can hear you. And then if there's any buzzing on your background, we can mute yourself again afterwards with a star six. But try star seven, Bo.
All right, this is Bo Newman.
I can hear you.
Good. I am, just by way of short introduction, I've been a long-term member of Ontolog, and working very heavily in knowledge flow modeling, and especially with my interest in ontologies, is the idea of bridging multiple perspective semantics. And when we start talking about big data, we're invariably going to be hitting it. Of course, we do it in systems engineering, too. You know, you have to make sure that what's being said has a shared meaning. And being able to predict when those meanings are going to be in conflict or minor differences, when the implicits that form the semantics or that inform the semantics are available and noted and that type of thing. And either way, I'd like to, in either side, I mean, this could go either way, but I think that would be something that would actually have meaning to a much broader community of users rather than just ontologists. That's basically my comment.
I have to agree with you. In fact, I personally am involved in using ontology in that very way to try and harmonize different information standards in different contexts so that we can identify the distinctions between the contexts and the specialization. So, couldn't agree more.
On just to further that, one of the solution spaces that seem to dominate for a long time, and I will not classify this as harmonization, because I think harmonization goes beyond that, but that was normalization. It'd bring everything back to a common one. The problem was we lost so many of the nuances, the important nuances in each of those perspectives when we went to normalization. And being able to bring this topic out for discussion and awareness in a much broader community, and showing that you can't just all go to one language. You have to be able to accommodate the full broad richness of the semantics from each of those perspectives. So it's expanding the perspectives of all of the those involved in the communication, rather than limiting all those perspectives down to a single lowest common denominator. That's the type of, you know, a topic that I think we could be addressed in either side. With that, I'll go back to you.
So just to clarify, then you're suggesting that I'm trying to understand a little more clearly, using ontology to clarify the distinctions, or, you know, and avoid a unified.
It's to clarify, not only to clarify the distinction, but to using the ontologies as a matter, as a means to help broaden individual perspectives, so that they can those holding those perspectives can operate more efficiently in a multi-perspective environment.
So let's take this back to the theme idea. Are you suggesting it would fit better in the big data theme, or the systems engineering, or a combination thereof?
Systems engineering, if you're looking at process design, how to overcome issues within systems. But big data, when you start realizing that the big data is going to be multiple perspectives, and have to be able to, when you go to the big data thing, especially when you're working across multiple big data environments, to get the true collective meaning, you have to be working from a broader perspective. And how do I go back to mute? Star six?
Star six.
Thank you.
Okay. Peter, you want to jump in?
Yes. I think if we defer the discussion on details of content of what we do and try to spend maybe 15 minutes, I mean, a short time, just to sort of identify the title of the theme, I think that would probably help, because if we start going into the discussion now, we'll never get done.
Right. I guess I'm still trying to identify what would be the unifying topic. You know, what would it be something along the lines of, you know, specific mechanisms for how ontology can help with systems engineering, or how ontology can help with big data. You know, we have to come up with some kind of a concrete assistance, if you like, of the application of ontology.
I'm sure ontology can help both. So if we can get the title identified, then we will fill that the content under that title with, let's say, whatever number of tracks we want to break that down to, what are the areas we will address or we will not address. Maybe that might facilitate.
All right. So
otherwise, it will become like our last year's postmortem session, and we can go on for 2 hours discussing what we could do. I mean, if we essentially collected a lot of information and called it down to two titles or a combination of the two titles. So we're essentially we're not doing, let's say, first order logic, I mean, in ontologies or ontology versus semantic web or something. I mean, we've landed on these two things already. So let's just refine the title and get the title before we break down into, say, given the title, what would we do?
That's fine with me. Let's see. Jack Ring, you have your hand up. You want to do a star 7 to unmute?
Oh, by the way, Bo, could you, if you have, I wasn't looking at the chat board. If you haven't already sort of documented your point, could you sort of capture that, the essence of that, onto the chat board? Because that would probably come back.
Okay. All right. And while he's doing that, let's hear from Jack and see if you're... I don't hear anything on the audio.
Yes.
Okay. I think I hear you.
Okay. This notion of ontology and system engineering is, I think, much deeper and broader than we're noticing. As we trace back the 80% of failures that occur in large-scale system development, what you find at the bottom is Tower of Babel among a bunch of well-meaning, well-educated people, simply because they don't have a common ontology. And then when you step back one more step, you notice that the act of doing system engineering is, in fact, the development of an ontology for the amazement of the people who are going to go develop systems.
Hmm.
So I think that we need to, I won't belabor it any further here, but I believe that we can clarify this intersection between ontology and system engineering to highlight the six major facets and therefore the six major benefits that can accrue and might even make the FAA's next generation dream come true.
That's absolutely, I agree. That is a definite possibility there. I'm going to be typing in the chat here some of my thoughts on that very issue. Peter, do you want to...
I almost always agree with what Jack Ring has to say, except that, let's try to define the title. I mean, if people sort of object to tackling system engineering, then that would be good. But if you agree, then let's just redefine the title and then go into discussion as to what it really encompasses, entails, and how we are going to tackle it. Because I mean, up to now, I guess the comments received are on what we should do. I mean, let's try to land the title first.
I'm inferring that I'm certainly just inferring here. I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but I'm inferring that Jack might be leaning toward the systems engineering theme. But again, I defer to anyone who wants to throw their weight behind either of these two options. So, yeah, let's try and see if these illustrative discussions are very helpful, though, I think, to help each of us decide which of these themes might have more both practical feasibility for a summit theme as well as, enough depth and richness to constitute, a fertile ground for a discussion. I just put a chat on the systems engineering side where I can imagine how one could explore how specifically an ontological approach in various of the systems engineering phases could, very specifically be of assistance. And I can imagine actually doing the same thing in big data, where there are various challenges in that overall area, which are distinct challenges in which one can imagine an ontology could help through either combinations of rigor or distributed access, federation, etc. So, let's see, Amanda, a comment? Don't forget star 7. Can't hear you yet.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, Amanda Meisen. I this is somewhat redundant with what I've put in the chat. Although
okay.
Your last point is still very is very helpful. I'm still not sure what supposed future of the track is supposed to be. And it, your comment in the chat helps me because it at least clarifies that the idea is how does ontology support systems engineering? Or that's what I read from your comment. Or how can it? But there's for both the big data and systems engineering, there are so many ways to interpret the themes just given what's stated here that I'm wondering if the initial proposers of them could maybe take a minute to say more about a few more sentences about what they mean the theme or that topic.
Yeah.
And I'll go back on the exam.
Okay. And for the next time, yeah, speak close to the microphone because you were clipping out a little bit there, but I think your point is well understood here. Some of those breakdowns are shown in the slides, such as in the slide 7 and slide 9 of the introduction, try to articulate some of those possible avenues. But again, I think this is an emergent community-based breakdown. In other words, if someone feels a given aspect is really critical and they're willing to help champion an exploration of that, you know, that could definitely evolve into one of the tracks. So the thing I just chatted about, you know, the different sort of stages of systems engineering is just one possible way of breaking down the problem. Certainly doesn't talk about some of the other possibilities such as federation issues, if you're doing a distributed, collaboration for systems engineering. Then there's another aspect of, in fact, a big data kind of aspect, which would enable, you know, easier federation of sources, data sources and things. So it really, I think there's more than enough material in various aspects of these themes. And in some ways, we will probably zero in on the ones that you all of us in the community, feel are the most either critical or we're vested in one way or another, and that's what we'll be zeroing in on, I think. So let's see. That was Amanda's hand. Let's Jack, you have a comment? Don't forget star 7.
No, I don't know why that's up there. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Leo, in that case, I'll let Leo weigh in. Can't hear you yet, though. So I'll keep saying random, trivial things until I hear your voice, just so you know you're not speaking in the void. I hear someone typing, but that might be Peter. I'm not sure. Nope. Leo still can't hear you. Well, while Leo is working on that, let's see. Peter, you have a comment?
Yes, I have some personal thoughts on the choice of those two subject matters. One is that big data presents a huge opportunity because it's a hot buzzword in all the grants and everybody, I mean, from Europe to Washington, is trying to pay money to people to do big data. The big companies all sort of encroach around big data these days. Of course, each taking their own meaning to what big data is, but the opportunity is there. My personal take is that ontologists by themselves don't get very far. But with software engineers, with system engineers, by system engineer, as I typed on the chat board, I mean, I am sort of referring to things like, I mean, conceptual modeling, system engineering, enterprise architecture, and all those, I mean, all engineered stuff, I mean, into the system engineering, systems of systems and so on. I think along with system engineers and software engineers and so on, I think together we have huge opportunities and we can bring huge values. Therefore, hopefully if we use this summit to team up nicely with these other communities, we will be in a much better position to tackle grand challenge problems or grander problems, I mean, big data being one. So personally, I would be in favor of, let's say, taking the system ontology with system engineering first this year and then tackling big data together with these people next year, or maybe take a combination, since I mean, and to take advantage of the opportunity to do both. I mean, team up this year and at the same time tackle big data.
Okay. All right, Leo. I think I heard you.
Yes. I had it on double mute. If people look at slide 9, I just like to talk to the systems engineering team. As Jack and many other folks have mentioned, systems engineering is actually more than software engineering. And what we've highlighted in some planning sessions already is that it encompasses essentially all of these software engineering, business rules and enterprise issues. The socio-technical environment, that may mean everything from the laws and institutions that surround the systems and people that systems engineering have to address. And then also big data, data, first of all, small data, but then also big data. So one of the things that we were considering here is that if we had these separate tracks, people who were interested could focus on the specific track of interest to them, the combination could make for an exceedingly interesting ontology summit. Our thoughts on the big data was that if we looked, we think that it's an extremely good pronounced problem right now. We are also thinking that it might be even better to actually phrase this as a challenge problem, but to do so might require more than the time we have. So the suggestion was that maybe if we do focus on a big data theme and challenge, that we focus on 2013 for that. That's not to say that we can't have, for example, a track this year that begins to explore that issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say. I'm in favor of the systems engineering track because I think it's more comprehensive.
And as you were saying, possibly having big data. I think. Sorry, I guess you already muted again.
Yes, no. Yeah, we do have a big data track that where we could begin to really address issues that we could expand on, let's say, in 2013.
Okay. Fabian, would you like to join in? And don't forget the star sign.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. Yep.
Oh, great. I just wanted to comment or say something in addition to Peter's point. Peter argued at least partially for the or explained a little bit about the motivation that for the big data theme and the fact that it is a buzzword, which is probably a good thing strategically. But I wanted to point out that there are also interesting technical challenges. So it's not only a buzzword. So I know that there's an effort, I think, at OMG currently to come up with an architecture for ontology-based federation of data. And that is a very interesting research subject, which many people, actually many different groups seem to tackle currently. And that you know, if you would have, this is one of the topics that were mentioned as a potential track. So this just shows it's not, I think there's very, in addition to having strategical advantages, I think there are very concrete technical challenges that we could discuss. For example, come up, you know, explain the role how ontology can be used there and what the architectures of systems would be, where ontologies play a role there. So in my opinion, I tend to go more in the direction of big data, mainly because from my perspective, systems engineering ontologies are both tools, and while big data is a problem, and I personally prefer subjects, discussions about which are problem-driven. So if I had the choice between two conferences, and one is about screwdrivers and hammers, and the other was is hammers and how to get a nail in the wall, I would go to the second conference because it's just more interesting to me. Thank you.
Okay. So you're equating the big data to the results, I guess? No, you're equating systems engineering to the tools.
Yes, systems engineering and ontology are tools to solve problems, and big data is a problem. So in my analogy, big data is the question, how do I get the nail in the wall or fix something at a wall? But that's the problem. And hammers and screwdrivers are parts of the tools that you need to achieve that goal.
I see. Okay. Problem-oriented versus technology-oriented, if you like. Okay. Pat, your hand is next.
Yeah, hi. I'm just concerned about the term systems engineering. I think the using the term complex systems in your title would encompass both big data and systems engineering, and it wouldn't be quite so scary or looking like too highly specialized a term for people to be interested. That's just a comment. I like complex systems in the title.
Yeah, that's actually a concern I wrote earlier up in the chat is, naming it systems engineering might sound too much either academic or a technology looking for a solution, you know, a solution looking for a problem, even though I completely agree with those people who say, look, you know, these are systems engineering is of critical importance to many real companies, not just academic discourse.
But in the detailed, just I'm just talking about a very brief title, in the detailed description of what is encompassed within the title, so certainly systems engineering should be included, right?
Right, okay. So you're sort of leaning towards something like a complex systems, at least, heading, where we could expand upon what is meant by that in a more detailed description.
Right.
Okay, all right. Peter? You're still muted,
yes.
I think, Peter.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. I just wanted to respond to Fabian in that I said I prefer system engineering not because I don't like big data. I think big data is a huge problem. Ontology has a lot to contribute. My point is we ontologists alone cannot really tackle that problem, especially if we stand here as ontologists and say we can solve your problem, when most of the world will just go ahead, forge ahead, and solve big data problems with databases and statistical methods and so on, and we are just there are just too few of us to put our case forth. So instead of doing system engineering as a technology or a looking for a solution, I'm actually saying we should use the summit to find ourselves partners. So it's not looking for solutions, but looking for partners who can then, if we can successfully, through the summit, team up with, let's say, the OMGs and the INCOSIS, and the conceptual modelers and the enterprise architects and the software engineers to put ontology into their software, into their systems, I think we will be in a much better position to tackle big data. And during the, during the co-organized meeting, I forgot who did, I mean, someone did say, which I love it, did say, big data isn't going to go away next year.
Hmm.
Or the big data problem isn't going to go away next year.
Okay.
Of course, I mean, I there is value to tackling it because, I mean, all the money is there, it's hot, and looks like everybody is looking for it. I mean, looking for solutions to big data. But standing alone, I mean, with just a few of us, I don't think we have a very strong case to convince the world that that's the way to go until we team up with the system engineers.
Okay, so there's that. Let's see. We're building up a line now. Let's see. Ali. Hashemi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Beautiful. Okay, I just want to bring up 2 points. One is sort of asking what we want to achieve with the choice of the theme title. Is the point of the title to try to garner as much attention, and under which it's an umbrella that we're going to be directing our focus, or is the theme playing another role? If the main purpose is to attract attention, I would vote for big data. I appreciate Peter's convinced that we don't really have a elaborated solution to post right now. And while big data might not go away, it's sort of reached the tipping point right now. You see articles in like The Economist and various other very mainstream news sources talking about it. It's an opportunity to sort of tap in directly to that conversation. And I'm not sure in 2 years' time the opportunity will be the same. And then extending that point, the systems engineering, I think, speaks to a very important lack in ontology awareness, in that many people have difficulty sort of grasping how ontologies factor into the bigger picture. They sort of vaguely know, oh, it's important, I should get it. They know that it can solve these big problems, but it's not clear to many people how they exactly fit into the larger systems that they have. Everyone knows ontology on its own is not enough, but they don't clearly know how it fits into various systems. So there's a lot of value for demonstrating and illustrating what that is. I would suggest perhaps we can do this through the big data umbrella, where one of the main themes would be systems engineering and how do you actually engineer ontology to deal with big data? Because again, on its own, it will not be enough. That was all.
Okay. All right. The queue is continuing here. At some point, I'm going to suggest we might have to do a straw poll or something. I'm curious whether the vote button worked at the top of the chat room, but. In the meantime, let's hear from those who have something to say. Jack. Don't forget the alert step. Yes, you are. Okay.
System engineering is misinterpreted by a large number of people. They think that means that you're certified to install Windows 8. So it's a little bit sketchy to use system engineering as a theme. On the other hand, complex systems has added a whole bunch of strange rules and thoughts. So it seems to me that just like the data people had to step out with a new term like big data, we'd be well advised to simply say big systems, which implies both big data, big functionality, and big and tens of hundreds of thousands of users. And it's the scalability that that gets people who don't have ontologies, it's the scalability that begins to get them in big trouble.
Huh. Interesting thought.
So succinctly, I just suggest we have the theme called Big Systems.
Okay. All right. Who's the
class? Or you might want to say Big Intelligent Systems, because ontologies are what's going to enable this whole new era of autonomy.
Or big flexible intelligent systems, since flexibility is one thing that people have often touted as what ontology gives you. But okay, let's see. Barry, do you have any thoughts? Can't hear you, Barry.
Yes, I'm on my head.
Yes, now I can hear you, yes.
Good. So first of all, I think that Peter, in his comments a few seconds ago, is too pessimistic. So we ontologists are already contributing in big ways to all kinds of big data-related activities. the most successful ontology by far, the gene ontology, is completely embroiled in the entire genomics big data endeavor, which becomes bigger every week. Now they are doing genome decoding of toilets and buildings and motor cars and the interiors of trains and so forth. So genomics is becoming ever bigger, and every step of the way ontologies are involved. And something similar is involved in other fields of big data, such as the military and the intelligence community. So I think we're already making a contribution to big data, but we're not making a sufficient effort to publicize the degree to which we are making that contribution. So I'm in favor of big data, but I would be happy with a title like ontology and big systems, or big intelligence systems, or big data systems, or some sort.
Okay. I'm wondering, Peter, maybe you can tell me if this vote button does something. If I wrote a vote description here and listed two options, sort of heading leaning toward the systems engineering description, or a, you know, buzzword big data or big systems thing, is that a viable, or should I put a few down? I've never done this.
It works, but it's tricky. So my suggestion, before I suggest the process, can I request Barry to type out what he was the title or one or two title he was suggesting just now, just to capture that. So my suggestion is, yeah, I agree that, I mean, we could sort of do a straw vote on people agreeing to do both under either one of, I mean, I guess in general the consensus is to do both, but whether under which umbrella. And since we have a show of hands button, then we could sort of spell it out, let's say people in favor of going under the system engineering umbrella, and then maybe 15 people will show their hands and we'll just manually count that. And I think that's much easier.
That sounds easier, yes. Okay. All right, in that case, at the very first cut, let's try that. We've had a discussion where some people are leaning toward the systems engineering, whether it's seen as a problem space or a solution space or a tool, and some people are leaning toward the big data or big systems, using the big word because of the timeliness of the, you know, the world seems to be on that topic these days. So let's do a straw poll. You can only vote one of these. Just, this is not forever binding. This is just to get a feel for the community here. So everyone who wants to lean toward the big,
Steve.
What?
Yeah, I think Amanda has a good suggestion. Could you actually type out the two choices, I mean, in writing on the chat board?
Okay, all right. First,
A or B.
Number one,
sure.
Systems engineering or complex systems, something like that. And then choice number two will be big data, big systems, or something like that. Is that sufficiently... maybe we can then refine it.
But I thought big systems would be sort of under the system umbrella.
Well, that's a good question. Maybe the big systems is a middle choice between the two, because it's got the big word and it's got the system word. So let me rephrase. How about three choices? Systems engineering or complex systems. There's big systems. And then the third choice would be big data, just for the sake of it. Now, before I do that, I'll type, but Martin Serrano from Derry has his hand up, so let me see if you have anything to say while I'm typing these. Go ahead, Martin. Don't forget star 7. Don't hear you.
No, Martin, you have to do a star 7, and if your own phone is muted...
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. Well, I just want to extend a little bit more in terms of between services and system engineers. I'm agree with the big data is one of buzzwords at the moment, and for the next years will be one of the topics or one of the concentration fields. It's just one kind of a personal reflection because we have a lot of amount of data. For doing that mining in that data. But if we don't have an open source or an open data, that's a big deal. So the problem itself of the data is not the openness that, and the broadcasting of that data that we can have this kind of a track. So on the other side is the system engineering. When we are able to produce and emphasize that that data can be open and can be exchanged freely between different systems, then we have the main track or the main importance of this system. So from my perspective, it's just a singular comment. Applied ontology is kind of a bridging the gap between big data services and systems engineering. So that's kind of in my perspective, that's the track or that's the hook we can use for the next year. I am typing right now what is the proposal, just in case you want to consider it.
That sounds good. I mean, maybe not even next year. Maybe this year, we can just see how to cleverly weave them in.
Yeah.
Back to Steve.
Okay, and I'm just answering Amanda's question. Yes, the implication of my listing of three things was that all of these would be like ontology and or ontology for systems engineering, or ontology and or for big systems, and ontology and or for big data. So, of course, having just heard that comment about applied ontology, but let's just out of curiosity, and we'll maybe have another vote afterwards, let's just see how people... how the votes fall with those three choices. So very informally here, mouse is ready. How many hands up for number one, the systems engineering? Let's see what we get. Press the hand button and we'll see. I'm seeing four so far. Whoop, now I'm seeing three. All right, so three or four, not real clear whether someone changed their mind or thought the vote was over, but all right.
So let's say three. Now, I think he's changed.
Okay, we'll say three. All right, now, take those hands down. Let's see how many people want something like big systems, which could be either even complex systems, perhaps, which is another way of spinning things. I see three there. Oh, great. Oh, whoa. No, we have a lot on this one. Hold on. I got to change my window size. I don't even know how to do that. Let's see. Oh, I guess it's adding it up for me anyway. So,
Hassan, I mean, were you able to lower your hand? Could you press, if you voted just now, so you might have to press the hand button again, Hassan. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So we still have 10, however. Okay. So 10 on the big systems idea.
11.
Okay. 11. Oops, I wasn't looking. Okay, 11.
Yeah, so you now, don't have to count. There's a number at the top.
Right, that's what I'm looking at now, right.
Yeah, 12.
Oops, 12, okay. All right. Last chance, gone. Okay, now, all those people take their hands down so we get an empty queue again.
Yeah, let's make sure everyone's hands are down first.
Out. Yeah, I agree. This is my... process improvement here. Shall I just take the hands down? I can do that myself, too, actually. Down. Okay. Now, the third option on big data. Who's on that option? Six. Looking like. Seven. Going up. We got eight. Oh, it's getting dangerously close to this phone now. Whoops.
It looks like we're voting twice sometimes.
No, you can't vote twice. I can't.
Don't vote twice, please.
Yeah, you're not supposed to vote twice. That's true. So, okay, we seem to be at eight for big data. So we've got seems to be a groundswell for something like big systems or complex systems. where presumably we can put, okay, everyone can take their hands down now until next time we try something like this. Sounds like people are feeling that the, you know, just a big systems or complex systems is the sweet spot between a discipline, perhaps sounding thing like systems engineering, or a sort of in the public view buzzword thing like big data. So, and as I say, any of these choices would presumably have the others as subtracts, I think, because they are sufficiently related to each other. Whoops, I didn't take my own hand now. Reactions. Do people, I don't know, Barry, if your hand is still up on the vote or you wanted to say something.
I did want to say something. You can hear me.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
So I think that we should vote for big data systems or something like ontology-based systems for big data or something like that.
Well, that's an interesting combination. Any reactions to that?
Yes. I thought we gave up on big data, but we sort of leaned towards big systems. So I think we should, the new choices should be, I mean, the ones that we've fleshed out before, big system or big intelligent system or big flexible intelligent system or in that area.
We could, that's certainly, that would be following the course of the original vote, the first vote we did. Do I have a second on, I'm trying to do Robert's Rules of Order now, and any second on Barry's suggestion to combine the big systems with big data words, or should we follow Peter's idea of just expanding perhaps some of those other adjectives that were proposed in the big system context, like intelligent or flexible or something. All right, Ali is encouraging or supporting Barry's suggestion.
Oh, I'm not opposed to including Barry's title in the mix. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, so. Okay, I'm starting to compile some notes here on the side for possible candidates for another vote. But here, Pat has his hand up. What do you want?
Just another combination possible, ontology for big data systems.
For big data systems. Yeah, I do want to have, we'll have to discuss these all, because if we have like eight choices, then we're going to just scatter our votes. I think we won't get any kind of consensus. But my notes are saying ontology-based systems for big data, ontology for big data systems, ontology for big, flexible, intelligent systems.
Just one point, Steve. I'm not sure the title intelligent, the word intelligent in a title would be that great, because it might scare people who don't think of their systems as being particularly intelligent. Just ontology is another technology without trying to imagine that you're somehow mimicking human intelligence might be more modest, considered more reasonable.
How about smarter big systems?
Well, but I think Pat's point is it's not the smartness, perhaps, is the...
He just didn't like the word intelligence, I think.
Smart and intelligent are pretty much the same.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I think his point is mostly the problems people are working on right now is, I'm putting words in your mouth, Pat, but it's how to get your arms around the bigness and the flexibility-ness, because things are constantly changing. People are worried about systems integration and distributed systems. They're not trying to be artificially intelligent yet, is what I was taking away from your comment. But Jack, comment? Nope.
Well, I think you'd be cautious that while a lot of current people aren't driving into intelligence, there's a significant wave of people in the world pursuing intelligent autonomous systems. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that really need ontologies.
Yeah.
I think we'll build big systems that aren't intelligent using taxonomies. In fact, the Fortune 1000 is now miring themselves doing exactly that. There's a much, much closer connection between intelligent and ontology than otherwise.
Okay. I'm starting to think, and then Fabian made this point, the words big and systems are going to be in there, and whether we put other words in between, whether they are intelligent, smart, flexible, whatever else, is perhaps something we're not going to do by popular vote or even, you know, a large group. So let me suggest, well, right now, maybe I need to do an endorsement or a strong opposition to the notion of ontology for big ... systems. So we can have a pro and a con on that idea. And if people have just major heartburn about that one, they can say no. And if they are okay with that as the overarching umbrella theme, they can say yes. So I'm going to put another vote up here, which is big, well, ontology for big ... systems. And the number two is no to the above. Okay, so let's do a show of hands on the number one umbrella theme, ontology for big ... systems. Okay, I'm seeing 16 as a stable, 17 as a stable number. Oh, okay, some people are saying, well, that's just too undefined. This is Amanda. All right. Let's hold that thought, Amanda. We'll have a final discussion here before I make any pronouncements. But if everyone could take their hands down, I just want to pulse the community on allergic reactions to the above. So let's clear out that queue. And then I'm going to do some hand clearing here.
I think you've already got it. Because there are 27 people here, and you've got 17 votes for number one. So at maximum, you have 10.
Well, that's, yes, but I want to, out of due respect for people who may have some serious issues, I just want to give those people a chance to record their objection, if you like. So I just want to invite people having serious objection to that being the theme, and I'll give voice to Amanda as well if she wants to have some clarification. But so who has a serious objection, please raise your hand to the big something or other, ontology for big something or other systems as the umbrella theme. Okay, I guess no serious objections. I recognize, and Amanda, if you'd like to just actually speak out on the microphone for a moment, I know your concern is what goes in those dots, right?
Hi, Steve. My concern is just that as it stands, that could actually be any of the topics we've discussed so far.
Yeah,
I'm not sure it's making a choice.
Okay, you have a concrete suggestion.
I will say I'm not. I think most of the topics we've discussed so far are workable, and my hunch is that serious alternative interpretation clusters will end up as tracks or subtracks. But it does heighten the risk that we end up that we're not as focused as we want to be as we hit the road.
That's a valid point. And we may not have anything in the dots. We might just say big systems and then explain that both in the pros and in the tracks. I'm watching the clock, however, because I did want to have a chance for us to make some progress on people who are interested in volunteering or interested in being in the organizing committee then to flesh out these ideas. Peter, did you have a comment?
Yes, I thought this is we are going to fill in the dot 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 right next. I mean, right now.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that in 8 minutes. If we wanted to also have some people at least expressing preliminary interest in being volunteers and stuff.
But can we give it a try? Because I'm in favor of ontology for big systems. Nothing in the dot dot dot. I mean, maybe we can say nothing versus something.
Yeah.
And if it's something, then let's defer to, let's say, the organizing committee to agree what that something is, at least.
All right, let's try that, because I actually agree with you on that one. So let's, real quick, who wants to just say ontology for big systems? No dots in there. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Can you type out?
Okay, number one, ontology for big systems, verbatim. And then number two, not that. Okay, so number one, I didn't hit return. Hold on, there we go. Number one, ontology for big systems as the theme. See where we go here. Oh, hi, Michael. Right.
Wait. I assume not that is not another title, but not that meaning ontology for big dash system.
For big dot dot dot, exactly. For something
right. So not that is somewhat ambiguous. So,
well, okay, it meant something in between the big and the systems. I think.
Right. So
what the alternative number two was.
So the number two choice is not sort of something altogether
different. That's correct. Right. Oh, thank you, Ali. Yes, he wrote it. So the number two option, which we're not voting on yet, was back to ontology for big dot 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 systems. Number one vote, which is on the screen now, is simply ontology for big systems. Okay. So number one is settling out at, I know, we should have used the vote button. 10 people on the number one. Okay, take your hands down. Let's see the people who want to leave it open, I guess, for the time being, to potentially have some adjectives in there. So, Todd, I'm assuming, he took it down. Okay, so now the vote is up for leaving it open for now with dots in there for further discussion and, but not today. But thought on that. All right, we got 5 people who think it's worth more delay of, putting a bit more thought into it, maybe some adjectives in there. So if we're doing just strict vote, we got 10 for just leaving it simple and short, and 5 for adding a few adjectives. So I guess the conclusion on this call is that we're leaving it short and sweet, and sort of perhaps an insurrection in the community, that's what we'll pick. There's always a chance of insurrections, I'm sure. All right, given that, I would like to know if any people, and perhaps the quickest way in parallel to do this would be the people just write in chat, in the chat thing, roles they would like to be involved in, such as a track champion, and perhaps what that track title might be. I'm trying to do this in parallel because time is kind of running out. I don't want to drag on. I'm moving on from the dots discussion, even though the chat board isn't, I guess. Let's see. We've got some voices here. So, Barry, you have your hand up. You got to unmute, though. I don't hear you yet. I still don't hear you. I don't know if that's a vote or a hand to say something. I guess that was a vote. Okay, Michael? Ruben? Star 7? No, that was a vote, too. Okay. So, okay, as per Peter's last chat remark, let's try and see if we can just do a little bit of volunteering. If people want to step forward and say, gee, I would really like to run a track on systems engineering or whatever, big data. We just want to collect some of that right now if we can in real time. I'm also cognizant of some of these other suggestions, and yes, Amanda, I was tempted by the vote button, but Peter convinced me that it might bog us down, and I don't think I'm proficient enough to capture all the texts on that. Okay. We got some volunteering things in here. And I will remind you that the IAOA will be nominating or picking one of the co-chairs for the overall summit, and the organizing committee will be picking the complementary co-chair for the summit. Quality and context, okay. All right. And also, I guess even if you're not specifically volunteering, if you want to, for the record, put a track suggestion down there, please do that. In fact, I'm looking at slide number 11, if you have the slide set available. Any of the suggestions you see listed there, please type away, like, who should we try and get to participate, or who should we try and get to help subsidize this thing? Any and all of the above, we can exploit the parallelism of a chat to get that to work. Okay. That's true. I'm seeing, like, the idea of some domain tracks, like, you know, big systems such as healthcare systems, certainly. One that would come to mind easily. And I would also be interested in people's thoughts while we're typing on what you think the likely outcome or output of the summit would be. In other words, our communique. Would it be, for example, a set of recommendations of just how ontology can be applied to various of these problems or domains? Or do you think it should be a listing of examples of how ontology has been applied on some of these issues, or any combination thereof? Because I know I make a pest of myself, but I do like to pay attention to what we come out with on the communique, because I do think that's one of the things that gets a lot more airtime than people wading through the wiki pages of discussions and things like that. So, I would encourage people to give some thought to that. What are we ending up with at the end? Personally, I like the idea of sort of recommendations. Ali, you have your hand up?
Hi, Steve. Yeah. At the end of the last summit, there was talks about maybe alongside publishing a communique, we were thinking about maybe explicitly committing to publishing a website. Has that idea died? Where is that fit in?
I think the website idea did kind of not go anywhere. There is a journal article coming out capturing the results of the summit last year. But, I remember that suggestion now that you mentioned it. I don't think we ever had anyone step forward to carry that banner.
Well, I mean, there was one for the 2011, and then there was an open question as to whether we want it to become part of the Ontology Summit process explicitly. For the 2011 one, it was more of a tack on at the very end.
Yeah. Well, what do people think about that? I mean, I guess that raises a bunch of interesting issues as to whether a website is more accessible than the wiki pages we have for people who want to learn about the summit while it's underway. You were the person making that suggestion, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Ali?
Yes.
Do you want to say a few words on why you felt that would perhaps broaden the...
Well, sure. I mean, the summits at each point in time sort of act to become a repository of a resource that interested people could be going to. I think Michael Oshel made a similar comment that the Ontolog Wiki is great. It's wonderful for people who are collaborating, but it's not made for people who are not techie or who are not already familiar with it. It's not that easy to traverse if you're not already familiar with what's going on. And I would love to be able to send various people to the website, but as it stands, I don't. I rather take bits and pieces and send them those. So it would be nice if we had a commitment by the community to actually get a website where we can, it's sort of like the outward-facing, public-facing outcome. Which
okay.
is, because, I mean, yeah, all right, we'll stop there.
That's a valid point, I think. Peter, did you have a comment on that? I see your hand up, Peter, but I don't hear your voice.
I'm glad you did, because I was on mute. Yes, so our tradition is to have the communique as a deliverable, and that pulls a lot of resources as well. So if we add to the communique, let's say a website, obviously it needs resources, needs leadership, and so on. And definitely if someone would step up to the plate, that definitely would be a good thing. And Jack Ring also said, I hope the outcome will be an ontology. Obviously that's even more, or another set of resources, another set of leadership that's required. And again, that would be a great idea if there is or are people willing to step up to the plate. I think having a communique, a website, and an ontology as an outcome would be just marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not whether or not we want it, but whether or not we have the leadership and the volunteered resources to make it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If someone is willing to step up, maybe Ali, we could do that. That would be added value. So let's pursue that. Okay, I think given the time, I think we need to bring this session to a close, and we'll try and digest all the suggestions that are on the chat room and put it in on the wiki. So does anyone have anything else they want to add? I think we have to do some, we have to do some interpretation and ingesting of all these ideas, and then we'll get back to that. Do you have any other suggestions, Peter, as what we want to do on today's session?
Let me go back to the slides. So I guess one of the things, if we wanted to team up with other communities, particularly systems engineering, software engineering communities, which presumably are much bigger than we are, we need to identify who those people are, who those communities are, and who among us would be the best conduit to help us sort of engage them. I personally was calling Elisa last evening and hope that she joins us today, in the hope that, I mean, she would also help us engage, let's say, OMG.
Mm-hmm.
Is Elisa still around? I don't see you on the chat, Elisa.
No, I don't think she is on the chat. But you're right, we need to reach out and get some other people involved or organizations involved. And Peter, help me out a little bit here on are there when is the next proposed meeting of this ontology summit thing? Is it the we need to have the organizing committee, right? So we need to have who is going to be part of that organizing committee. How are we going to decide that?
So in the meantime, we'll call the posts on today's chat, and people who volunteer will definitely contact, and presumably it will be offline contacts between now and January 10th. Maybe we might have an ad hoc meeting before that, but maybe not. The first formal organizing committee meeting will be January 10th. So please mark your calendar, especially those people who plan to volunteer themselves into the organizing committee.
Right.
And then definitely, even if you're not helping organize, but want to track the progress, contribute as a participant, speak, whatever, come to the launch event on January 12th.
Right, exactly. So, you know, Peter and I will take it upon ourselves to try and manage this process so that if you want to be involved, please make yourself known to us so that we can build a list of interested parties, and then we'll try and, you know, usher this whole process into a coherent whole. And we want to do this reasonably expeditiously, simply because as I mentioned, you know, we want to kick this whole thing off on the 12th of January so that we have sufficient time on the virtual sessions to have the face-to-face in April. So that's about it, I think, at this point. Are there any either logistics or organizational or whatever kinds of questions before I close out today's meeting? I think we made some good progress, though. Applaud and congratulate all of you for cooperating in that decision. Any last minute questions? Okay, I don't see any other hands, so I think let's declare victory for at least some of the objectives we had for today's meeting, and please stay tuned on the website and we'll try and pull this together into the various structures. Okay. Thanks very much, everyone, and have a good holiday season. Even if we do interrupt some people's vacations and things. And we'll see you all shortly, virtually. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thanks. Great session.
Okay.
Bye.